And this look at news made possible by the Farmers State Bank and Trust Company and Diamond Brothers Insurance. Avery Berry, the Jacksonville man found guilty in July for the murder of Marcus Jackson, was back in court on Tuesday. The 20-year-old, who must serve 4.5 decades in prison, filed a motion on July 27th for a psychiatric hearing to determine if he was fit to stand trial. According to the Jacksonville Journal-Courier, Berry stated he has ADHD and opposition deficient disorder. Berry claims his attorney, Bruce Loescher of Springfield, was made aware of his prior history with psychological problems and feels Loescher was, quote, objectively unreasonable and provided inefficient support and performance by not investigating the defendant's mental history, end quote. The paper adds that Loescher acknowledged he was aware of Berry's ADHD diagnosis and felt the defendant was active in the court proceedings. Berry requested that Loescher be removed as his legal counsel for any future proceedings, a request Loescher agreed to. No action was taken on the motion, and Berry will proceed to sentencing on the date of October 5th.
There's all kinds of people from all walks of life. And at the Farmers State Bank and Trust Company, we connect with them all. Young families busy making a house a home, and some just taking life easier. We help you grow your business, offering sound advice to get the job done, and always looking for ways to build a better future at any age, at any place in life. Connect to the Farmers State Bank and Trust Company. It's just better banking.
Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
17 local high school graduates of the class of 2016 will receive the first annual Jacksonville Promise Scholarships Thursday. Eligible students were those who have attended a Jacksonville school from kindergarten through 12th grade. Lincoln Land Community College's Enrollment Operations Coordinator Mary Jane Million explains how the scholarship winners were chosen.
These are not merit-based scholarships, so they're actually open to any student who graduate with a 2.0 GPA or greater, and they must complete a essay and submit it along with the application to be considered to be eligible for the program.
Of the 17 scholarships being awarded, 16 will go to students from Jacksonville High School, one goes to a student from Route Catholic. Million explains how the scholarships are geared towards building within the Jacksonville community.
We have so many wonderful youth in our community. We'd like to see them grow within our community after high school, attend college here, and perhaps even upon graduation, they'll want to start their own business or stay within the community and continue to allow Jacksonville to grow.
Million spoke more about how the idea originated and expanded on what these scholarships will offer students.
It is our hope that we will be able to continue to grow this program through donations. All of the funding is completely donated from individuals and businesses within the community, and we hope that we can grow it even more next year and be able to award more students. The recipients will be awarded the scholarships to attend Illinois College, McMurray College, and Lincoln Land Community College in Jacksonville.
Students will receive their scholarships at a ceremony hosted by Lincoln Land Community College starting at 5:30. Farmers and backyard gardeners can always tell you if the weather has been wetter than normal. But this year, everyone should be able to identify that the state has seen some more rain than average. State climatologist Jim Angel says that we've just passed through the wettest July through August ever.
We get a little over 13 inches for those 2 months combined, and that's about 5.5 inches above normal. And it beats the old record set back in 1915. So that record stood for a long time, and we really crashed through that just in the last couple of weeks.
A drier start to September would be more than welcome to farmers who are ready to start the harvest. And one Illinois lawmaker wants the state to get into the business of policing Pokemon Go. Chicago Democrat Kelly Cassidy has a plan to fine Pokemon Go owners $100 a day if the company doesn't ban players from certain sites within 2 days. Cassidy filed the idea after hearing complaints from the environmentalists that players trample grass at a local natural restoration site. Pokemon Go eventually put the park off limits, but Cassidy says they didn't act fast enough. Her proposal is the first proposed Pokemon Go regulation in the entire country. National headlines up next.
Stop dreading your business insurance bill. Diamond Brothers Insurance offer quality coverage at competitive rates through the Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. They can tailor a policy to meet all your business needs. Stop by Diamond Brothers in Jacksonville and talk with Stephen Simons, Nikki Henry, or Steve Turner. When it comes to business insurance, they'll be there when you need them the most. Call them today at 243-8000. That's Diamond Brothers Insurance, 1122 Veterans Drive, Jacksonville.
NBC News Radio, I'm Angela Anderson. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump will travel to Mexico to meet with that country's president ahead of a speech today in Arizona to clarify his immigration policy. Meanwhile, Maricopa County, Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio says this trip is a good idea.
If you can get the president and talk to him, I think that would serve the people of Mexico and the United States.
Arpaio, known for his tough stance on immigration, he'll speak before Trump tonight in Phoenix. The FBI planning to release its report on Hillary Clinton's email investigation. FBI Director James Comey recommended last month no charges be filed. The operator of a New York waterway ferryboat that struck a group of kayakers on the Hudson River last night has passed a breathalyzer test. Harbor Patrol Commander David Driscoll said it could have been sun glare.
When you're driving, the same thing happens. When that sun is low in the sky, you get a glare condition.
The U.S. Coast Guard is investigating. You're listening to NBC News Radio.
And this look at news was once again made possible by the Farmers State Bank and Trust Company and Diamond Brothers Insurance. A full look at the forecast is coming up next. A reminder, bulletin news is always on the air as it happens. For news and weather at your fingertips anytime, visit us online at weai.com.